This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. The general manager of the Nanaimo Clippers is stepping down. The Junior A team says Tally Campbell has decided to move on to other ventures, which will further expand his already impressive portfolio and resume. In less than a year's time, Campbell helped the team grow from an average of 900 fans per game to more than 1,400. Its sponsor base doubled under his tenure. The Clippers owner, Wes Musio, says Campbell will be sadly missed and leaves a significant hole in the management team heading into the 2021 season. Musio is inviting candidates to apply for the general manager's position by emailing the club. The Nanaimo Ladysmith School Board held its first public meeting since the district's back-to-school plan was announced, but last night's virtual meeting went in camera before any questions from the public could be asked and answered. Trustee Jessica Stanley put forward a motion to require elementary school cohorts be kept separated from one another during non-instructional time, like recess. Trustee Stephanie Higginson tried to put the discussion on hold until the board could get a medical opinion. Trustee Lisa Marie Barron wondered why that was necessary.
I also question whether we would need a medical information if we want to go above what is being recommended.
Under the province's COVID-19 safe return to school plan, different cohorts can mingle outside during recess. After the board voted against tabling the discussion about changing that, school district superintendent Scott Saywell suggested another reason to kibosh the motion.
There is an order that holds us not liable for damages resulting in anything that we do as a school district. If we follow the order, anytime we go outside that or put ourselves in a position where we propose to know more than the experts, I think it's a slippery slope and we increase our risk as a district.
Board members decided to get more legal advice behind closed doors. The board did resume the public portion of its meeting, but members of the public were unable to view it. The district says it will post the full meeting on its YouTube channel today. The man suspected in a fatal hit and run near Ladysmith last weekend has been arrested. Czech News is reporting the man was found at the Mountain Air campground south of Nanaimo yesterday morning. Two longtime female friends told the television station they allowed the distraught suspect to stay at their camp. He is accused of driving a Ford pickup truck that crossed over the center median and into the northbound lane on Highway 1 near Ladysmith, then crashing head-on into an SUV. Katie Blogg, a 35-year-old mother of two young children, died at the scene early Saturday morning. South Island Traffic Services continues to investigate the accident and has not yet recommended charges. For CHOI News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.